News. I'm Jim Bertel. Desperate travelers are choking European border crossings today after countries implemented strict controls to try to slow the spread of the coronavirus. This is Johns Hopkins University releases new figures saying more than 200,000 people worldwide have been infected and more than 8,000 killed. In the U.S., the government is preparing relief packages to help businesses and individuals deal with the economic losses from the pandemic. VOA White House Bureau Chief Steve Herman has the story.
President Donald Trump says he does not want to see airlines going out of business or people losing their jobs and not having any money due to COVID-19 sweeping the country and causing a halt to economic activity.
So we're going big, and that's the way it'll be, and that's the way everybody seems to like it.
Treasury Secretary Steven Mnuchin says the money, and he wouldn't say how much, could be sent directly to Americans within 2 weeks. Steve Herman, VOA News, at the White House.
Elsewhere, the leaders of the world's 20 biggest economies are trying to organize a virtual meeting next week to discuss a coordinated response to the pandemic. AP's Julie Walker has more.
Saudi Arabia, which leads the G20, says it will act in any way necessary to alleviate the impact of the coronavirus and put forward coordinated policies to protect people and safeguard the global economy. But Hong Kong-based financial analyst Louis Wong says that may not be enough to stop the market volatility.
Governments are trying very hard to roll out supportive measures to stabilize the economy. But on the other hand, the spread of the coronavirus is in some countries seems to be out of control.
He says investors are torn between the two uncertainties. I'm Julie Walker.
For more on the virus, go to voanews.com. This is VOA News. Investor worries about the economic effects of the coronavirus outbreak continue to weigh on global markets Wednesday. Major markets in Asia traded in positive territory for much of the day, but plunged late to close with losses. Japan's Nikkei, Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index, and the Shanghai Index all finished down. European shares also tumbled. U.S. stock indexes dropped more than 5% at the open. U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper says the Pentagon will provide millions of respirator masks and ventilators to federal health authorities to help in the response to the coronavirus pandemic.
The Department of Defense will make available up to 5 million N95 respirator masks and other personal protective equipment from our own strategic reserves to the Department of Health and Human Services for distribution. The first 1 million masks will be made available immediately.
Esper says the ventilators are designed for use by the military, and civilians will need to be trained to use them. Volkswagen says it will close most of its European plants for 2 weeks due to uncertainty about the demand for cars and the supply of parts amid the virus outbreak. AP's Charles de Ledesma reports.
Despite the closures, the automaker says its China business is coming back as the number of new virus cases there lessens. Its ambitious plans to scale up production of electric cars remains on track. The group adds, though, it isn't possible to give a reliable outlook for this year's profits. Employee representatives say the last shifts would run this Friday in most locations. The company's facilities in Italy, where the outbreak has been particularly severe, have already shut down. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Former U.S. Vice President Joe Biden scored decisive wins Tuesday in Democratic presidential primaries in Florida, Illinois, and Arizona. VOA's Mike O'Sullivan has more.
Democrats backed Biden by large margins in all three states, strengthening his claim on his party's nomination to challenge President Donald Trump.
Our campaign has had a very good night. We've moved closer to securing the Democratic Party's nomination for president. And we're doing it by building a broad coalition that we need to win in November.
With Tuesday's wins, Biden has more than half of the delegates needed for his party's nomination. Mike O'Sullivan, VOA News, Los Angeles.
The Sanders campaign says the senator is reassessing his campaign's future today after Tuesday's primary losses. At least 13 American journalists stand to be expelled from China in response to what officials say is unwarranted restrictions on Chinese media agencies. The Chinese government says Americans working at three major U.S. newspapers, the New York Times, the Wall Street Journal, and the Washington Post, will have to surrender their press cards within 10 days. From Washington, I'm Jim Bertel, VOA News.
It's VOA.